when after my grandfather died, that was in 1881, my grandmother became very impoverished. And I think it was only my mother at home at the time. And they had no means of support because there was no national security of any kind, you see.
Yeah, you're talking about your mother's father when he died.
Yes.
Who'd been the well digger.
That's right.
Yes.
And so that they had very little to live upon apart from a village assistance, which was only 5 shillings a week.
Yes.
In those days.
Yes.
And they came to live at a weatherboard cottage across the meadow from where we finally lived, Kintore. And I imagine that's where my father first met my mother. And when he met them, they were on the verge of starvation because they hadn't anything to live upon, you see. I think he must have rendered them quite a lot of help.
It was a very large family too, wasn't it?
Well,
mother's
yes,
family.
Of course, most of them were away then in London, mm. and the suburbs of London, the girls were. There was one son living in Milton, which was an adjacent town to Sittingbourne. But apart from that one son, no one else in the district, as far as I know. And all the rest of the children were in London, apart from those who had emigrated to Australia and New Zealand. And my Aunt Sarah and her husband and my Uncle Harry, unmarried at that time, they emigrated in 1867, I think it was, to Australia by sailing boat, and it took them an enormous time to get out there.
Where did they go? From Tilbury? Gravesend?
I think they sailed from Gravesend or Tilbury, I'm not sure. And my Uncle Harry, who accompanied them, he left the boat at Brisbane and settled there, as far as we know. But I believe that he did venture farther into the country later on, and I believe he subsequently married, but all trace of him was lost. By the time we left Bourne. And my Aunt Sarah and her husband, they landed in New Zealand at Greymouth. And as far as I know, they remained there all the time. They brought up quite a large family.